by the way. Adam Weissman is a self-professed freegan. In New York, he runs a website dedicated to the cause. How would he and his fellow freegans go about finding a meal?
We would go to a supermarket or grocery, explore their refuse in a dumpster or just in bag in front of the store, and would find enormous quantities of food of entirely comparable quality to what's being sold inside the store. Fresh produce, packaged goods, really just anything that's being sold inside will be discarded as well in usable form. For many products, for example, they're recreated on a daily basis. Baked goods, anything from a buffet bar or a salad bar, pizza, all these things are just made daily, and then they simply don't bother keeping the things overnight. So they're of entirely comparable quality to what people are paying for, but we're getting the same things for free.
When did you last buy food?
It's been over 10 years.
10 years? That's extraordinary.
And I've never been hungry, and in fact, I'm able to eat better now than I was able to before, because I have no price of food, so I can eat the highest quality goods. Fresh greens, high-end organic produce, all sorts of really high-quality food.
You go out, what, foraging, if that's the right word, every night, and do you go on your own?
No, I go about once a week, often with groups. We run a website called freegan.info and in New York City, and one of the things that we do is lead people on essentially educational walking tours, where we actually take them to some of these retail establishments and show them all the things that are being wasted, so that they can take them for practical use, share them with others, and have a greater sense of the waste of our society. We also take some of these things and walk around and hand them out to people, homeless people and people who really could use some food or other commodities, and tell them how they can do the same thing, so people not only have things that they can use, but can break out of the cycle of dependence by being able to provide for their own needs directly.
So it's not just food, but what, clothes and so on as well?
It's food, clothing, furniture, literature, electronics, computers, VCRs, appliances, televisions. Unfortunately, we live in a society where we're constantly told that we need to buy bigger, better, and shinier, so people are constantly throwing things away. Ironically, it's often the most high-end items, the high-end electronics and computers and designer clothing and things like that are being thrown away the most, because the people who can afford those things are the ones who keep buying, on the one hand, and then retailers are doing the same thing, where their new product lines are coming in, and last year's product or clothing item is obsolete, so they're constantly throwing away enormous quantities of these perfectly usable goods.
Do you ever get stopped by the police, or people saying, hey, what are you doing?
Yes, we get lots of questions from people, many of whom at first think we're destitute and want to offer us money, but then when we explain what we're doing, or some just eventually get it, many people find it quite compelling that all this waste is being generated and that we're doing something to make a statement about it. As for police, it really varies from community to community. In New York City, for example, frankly, the police have bigger things to worry about and they don't bother us at all. In other towns, they seem to think it quite suspicious to see someone rummaging through trash.
What's the best thing you've ever found on a skip?
Best thing that I've ever found? Gosh, it's hard to say. I rather like comic books, and I found that $400 or $500 of comic books in a single night, or high-end electronics, large-screen television, stereos, more food than I could ever use. It's hard to even know where to start to say what the best thing is, because sadly, while it's an interesting opportunity, the waste seems ever-present and enormous.
Adam Weissman, freegan. And the main headlines on PM this evening.